Hello, it's the third Sunday in Lent. Today we're going to think about Jesus and the law of love. A reading from Matthew chapter 22, starting at verse 34. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" "Wonder what's the most important rule for your life? Eat, drink, and be merry, do unto others. She or he who dares wins. Always look on the bright side of life, and you may have your own." But do we follow rules just for the sake of it, because they're rules, because we're told to? Or is there something higher behind the rules? In the service on Sunday, we watched a video, which is on YouTube, from the Bible Project around the law. And if you have time, you might want to go and look at that now. That's the Bible Project, the law, if you search on YouTube. And we carry on with that reading from Matthew 22. Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Like a lot of Jesus' teaching, this sounds simple until you really think about it or try to do it. Love in English is a slippery word. We can love a football team, flowers, chocolate, people in different ways. I love my wife in a different way from how I love Crystal Palace. The languages the Bible was written in, ancient Hebrew and Greek, both have three different words, which we translate into one word, love. The Beatles sang, "All you need is love." But what is love? Tina Turner sang, "What's love but a secondhand emotion?" I've no idea what she means there. Massive Attack claim, love is a verb. Love is a doing word. That's quite good. But go on to say, "Feathers on my breath, gentle impulsion, shakes me, makes me lighter, feathers on my breath." Again, no idea, that's not helpful. Lots of pop songs, rock songs are about love. Poems and other artists have been inspired to create works around love. When Jesus says, "Love God with all that you are and all that you have," does he just mean sing some songs? Sometimes this Christian rule of love reminds me of that 1970s song that was used in ads for Coca-Cola. "I want to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony." You know, the one with all the hippies on the hillside? But there was even a serious strand of Christian ethics, moral decision making, in the 1970s that said, just do the most loving thing in any given situation. This sounds good, but doesn't really work, because who says what is the most loving thing? Me? You? Someone impartial looking from outside? These so-called situation ethics do not work. Life is too messy for that. In fact, any rules-based morality breaks when it faces the real world. I think we can all agree that love is difficult. It is costly and sometimes painful. Love is not all butterflies and unicorns, but we're told to love God with all your heart and with all your soul and all your mind. All your passions and interests and dreams are to be devoted to God. Really? That seems a lot. Is God that needy? Does he need our love like that? Or perhaps Jesus is pointing out the only sensible way to live as people who believe in God is to love God with everything and then see how God loves you. But the loving God stuff can seem a little abstract. The other side of the coin is very concrete. Love your neighbour as yourself. How do we love our neighbour? How do we love ourselves? I believe that some degree of self-love is necessary for a healthy life. Jesus says to love others as we love ourselves, not more than we love ourselves. The idea of self-compassion is big nowadays in counselling and therapy, but it sounds like a contradiction in terms. Compassion is seeing things from the other person's point of view, but sometimes we need to do that for ourselves too. We're often tougher on ourselves than we are on others in a similar situation. I don't believe that's Jesus' desire for our lives. The advice that we might give to someone else is often good advice for ourselves. Psychologists today have worked out that much of the time when we struggle in our relationships, it's rooted in a dislike of self, of not having accepted or loved ourselves. Jesus seems to be aware of that 2,000 years ago. Love yourself, not in a narcissistic way, not by thinking you are the best looking, nicest person in the room, but also don't do the opposite. Don't hate yourself by thinking you're the ugliest and most horrible person in the room either. Balanced love of self gives a base from which to love others. But do love your neighbour. Do get to know them. Help them out with a cup of sugar or whatever. And when we say neighbour, it isn't just the person who lives next door or the person who's sitting next to us or is next to us on the screen. Jesus elsewhere makes it clear that our neighbour is anyone. And he even tells us to love our enemies, which is something for another day. But I do believe that we're called to help others, to serve others, and to love others, even our enemies. We can only fully love ourselves and our neighbours as we realise that we are fully loved. Every person you meet this week is fully loved by God. It doesn't matter what religion they are, what they do for a living, what colour their skin is, or who they fancy. They are fully loved by our Creator God. We love God with everything we have because he first loves us. This saying of Jesus is actually a quote from Torah from Deuteronomy 6, a verse everyone he was talking to would have known very well as Jews then and now say the Shema, this prayer, every day. Deuteronomy 7, the next part of Deuteronomy, has God reminding Israel, his people, us, that he chose them. He chose us because he loved them very much. We are chosen by God because he loves us very much. Not because we are big or clever, but because of his unfailing love. We're now in the season of Lent, building up to Easter, and the cross is the ultimate declaration of God's love for us all. Jesus is showing his total love of Father with all of his heart as it stops beating on the cross, with all of his soul as he gives it up for us, and with all of his mind as he knows this is the only way to restore our relationship with Father. Only when we realise and accept that we are loved can we genuinely love ourselves, our neighbour, and our God. And a blessing. May you know the Father's love for you in your heart, mind, soul, and body. May you share Jesus' love with all you meet in actions and words. And may you feel more of the Spirit's love each day. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Amen.